President Bush is trying to transform his victory in Iraq into political clout for his economic agenda, but that may not be easy. Even as the fighting in Iraq was underway, the president was dealt surprising setbacks by Republicans in Congress. They scaled back his energy plan and his faith-based initiative and cut by more than half his biggest priority, the $726 billion tax cut. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
President Bush may be about to find out that Republican senators on Capitol Hill are tougher opponents than the Republican Guard in Iraq. Rich Bond, who was Republican Party chair during President Bush's father's term, knows that military triumph abroad doesn't automatically translate into political muscle at home.
It is a dicey situation because the expectations are very high. Sky-high popularity and a Republican-controlled Congress. He ought to be able to have his way. But the fact of the matter is that Congress understands full well that they are the constitutional peers of the executive branch, and they've got their own strong opinions on domestic issues, particularly tax cuts. And right now, the president is not going to get everything he wants.
The president has already scaled back his own goal from a $726 billion tax cut to $550 billion, and most Republicans admit the total will probably be only $350 billion, the limit set by the Senate. But the president says he'll continue to fight for the biggest tax cut he can get. Even if that fails, it's good political strategy, says Bond, and it shows George W. Bush has learned an important lesson from his father.
After the first Gulf War, President Bush, one, was not able to move his domestic agenda through the democratically controlled Congress at the time and gave up in desperation.
A mistake, Bond says, that led to his defeat and one this Bush will not repeat. Instead, the president will throw himself back into domestic politics wholeheartedly. The first Bush waited until 8 months after his war to hold a fundraiser. President Bush will begin raising millions for Republicans next month. And that should show his party in Congress who's boss. Rich Bond.
He will be out leading a bunch of homecoming parades for our troops. That's great. B, he will resume his political duties as he's also commander-in-chief of the Republican Party. I think the Republicans have to basically understand that President Bush approaches them with a firm hand, and their attempts to do the same in reverse are not always so successful.
But Stan Collender, a veteran budget analyst, says that firm hand may not work with the moderate Republicans who've refused to vote for a bigger tax cut in the Senate.
People are actually increasingly concerned about the deficit as it approaches or exceeds $400 billion for the first time. It appears to have crossed a threshold over which some people just will not step. And to a certain extent, that's what happened on the budget. That is, the moderates decided this was just further than they were willing to go.
If the president can't turn a few Republican moderates, he may try to peel off one or two conservative Democrats, a strategy he's used in the past. But Louisiana Senator John Breaux, usually right in the middle of tax debates, doubts there will be any Democratic switchers. Democrats are too dug in, he says, and he thinks a hardball approach from the White House will backfire.
I've heard some folks talk about going to war with the Congress and how we're sending the troops around the country. And, I mean, that's not a way to win friends and influence votes. I mean, it's a way to drive them into a corner. And when you drive some of these members into a corner, they're going to come out fighting. And I think that's the worst thing that we could have.
Breaux cites new ads by the conservative group Club for Growth that will air in Ohio, the home of Senator George Voinovich, one of the Republican holdouts. This is the same group that ran ads showing pictures of Saddam Hussein next to prominent Democrats last fall. With Saddam gone, they've turned to the conservatives' newest whipping boy, France.
President Bush courageously led the forces of freedom, but some so-called allies like France stood in the way. At home, President Bush has proposed bold, job-creating tax cuts to boost our economy. But some so-called Republicans like George Voinovich stand in the way.
Ads like this one may not change any votes in the Senate, but they will keep the president's base happy, and that's part of the strategy. At the very least, Mr. Bush will get credit for putting up a fight, something his dad never did. And in the Rose Garden this week, the president was already boasting that victory was assured, no matter what size tax cut he gets from Congress.
Here in Washington, we're now determining the size and the shape of a package to promote growth and jobs. It's not if we have a package, it's how big will the package be. The if is over with.
Of course, the president's political prospects depend on whether any tax cut actually boosts the economy before Election Day 2004. And on that, economists are divided. Perhaps the most significant opinion was delivered by the Congressional Budget Office, which is now run by the man who was chief economist on President Bush's own Council of Economic Advisers. The CBO called the probable effect of the president's plan relatively small. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.